I think there's something wrong with AJ's aura.
My aura shot.
Been having a run of, I don't want to say bad luck.
Just stupid things happening.
Just stupid things
happening. Stupid things. Yeah. I had the accident.
With the pickup.
Right.
You drove your monster truck into a little silver car.
Right. Well, actually, we kind of collided. It drove into me, but in any event.
Okay. It drove into you.
Exactly. And then we also
As you were pulling out into the street and it was driving in its lane.
Again, it ran into me. Okay, we collided. We had that. And then I also...
You have in 10 seconds made me not want to help you.
I totally demolished
it. This was so fast. Like, congratulations. You have to take responsibility before we can help you. You pulled out in front of a car.
I pulled out from a vehicle and smashed into it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So that's one. All right. What else happened?
Then I went to back into my driveway. Someone's come flying up, so I had to get out of the way, and I smashed my mirror on a tree.
This was last week.
Last week, yes. Right.
Okay.
Yesterday, I get out of the truck after buying gas and tripped over a root sticking out of the ground and rolled my ankle.
All car related.
Ugh. Maybe you don't have enough room in your driveway?
No, it's not it, Phil. But thank you.
Well, there's two things that are directly related to your driveway.
Yes.
The backup and the mirror and the ankle.
Yes. But it's funny because I never noticed that root before.
Yeah.
It must have, like, recent rains, maybe the dirt go down or something. Cause
there's got to be some other things, too.
Well, there was that time where the gas hose at the gas station leaked and he became a gas fountain.
That was a while back,
yeah,
but
that
yeah.
Was a while that counts. Back.
That was within the year, yeah.
It counts.
Yeah, yeah. Within the year, yeah. Yep.
You almost became the flame.
Exactly, right. Johnny Human Torch, yes.
Right. Flame on.
Exactly, right. Yeah, one spark and kaboom, yeah. Exactly. I'd be an ash.
Can we talk about the hernia?
I got a hernia, right, because of the hernia in my belly button because the garbage was out. It was a very, very windy day. I went to stop the garbage can from blowing down the freaking street, and this powerful gust. It was like 65-mile winds that day. And I'm like, jeez. I was like holding almost like a parade float. It's in my hand. I'm trying to pull it back, and it feels like going. Arr! I'm like, oh no!
Again with the driveway.
Yeah. No, it was on property, not in the driveway.
Just said the driveway.
I swear to God, there's going to be another mishap in 5 seconds.
No, I'm trying to help.
Shut
you.
Up! No, that's a detail no one cares about.
No,
okay?
You know why? You know why it might be something?
Oh, because of that thing.
What happened in that driveway?
Before I bought the house, the little boy passed away in the driveway.
Oh, maybe it's not your aura.
I don't know.
I think Chaz is right.
Well, I think we're all figuring that out together at the same time.
Right.
Just saying, as you lay them all out next to one another, it seems like they're all kind of centric to being very close to your house.
Well, except
driveway.
For that one thing in Cherry Street, so there you go.
The accident.
That wasn't my driveway.
Well, it's still close to your house, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you it's did not pull like you're out of your driveway.
Oh, he did go to Cromwell once by accident, I think.
That wasn't this year.
That was a couple years ago.
Well, how many years back do we go to fix his aura? I mean, that's a good question.
How about birth?
It was the hernia, the ankle, the backing up, and you smashed your mirror, the car accident. These are all recent. You almost became a human torch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was further down in Milford. But yes.
Anything else?
Nothing else comes to mind.
Your tongue.
My tongue. Oh, well, the flubbles? Mm. That's lack of sleep.
Yeah, his eyeball. His eye exploded almost recently.
My eye didn't explode. Yeah. Can she go back in your room?
That was about a month and a half ago.
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
That'd be about a month and a half, a couple weeks, whatever.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Your eyeball.
Yeah.
And we were all saying, what happened to your eyes? Like nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you seen it? It's like red.
Yeah, it was red in the bottom
it's
part.
It's blood red.
Yeah.
Like leaking blood.
That's the same. It wasn't leaking blood. It was the same eye that I had injured when I was putting a star in my car years ago. In my driveway, Phil. Yeah.
Oh.
Just saying, man. I'm trying to help here.
No, you're not.
I am.
Shut up.
No, I care about you. I want you to be well.
A lot of these things happen in your driveway.
I noticed that. Yeah, I need to move.
You wonder why AJ's not at home so often.
Goddamn right.
Sense.
Place is dangerous.
Just one calamity after another.
Every time I'm there, something wrong happens.
That front porch, you keep joking about it. It is going to collapse. I believe it now.
Yeah. It'll be me walking up with a cup of coffee going, what a wonderful day.
Please put a camera on your porch. A security camera.
You just see these two flip-flops going blasting out from the other side.
Who's this, swish. Who's this guy with an eye patch and a bum ankle? What's happening?
And a hernia repair. Belly button. Must not lift porch. We'll get new hernia.
Like, oh,
so we're going to fix the oil, right?
So beautiful out here.
Mother Nature turns to small.
Crash. And a flip flop comes flopping out.
Right. This is all that's left of him.
AJ's destroyed. His mug is completely fine. All the coffee's still in it, not a drop spilled.
But you know what? His feet are coming out.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
The
like the Wicked Witch.
And that's like the
of the East.
That's what when they're doing the accident report, they take a picture of his feet coming out, and he gets what he always wanted in death.
A perfect picture of his feet
that I didn't take
on the cover of the newspaper.
That I didn't take.
That's how he wants to
so
be remembered.
So I can't get yelled at by anybody.
Wow.
All right, so fixing the yard. We're going to do here.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you should be fixing the driveway.
Wow, that I wonder, do you start with AJ or do you start with that friggin' driveway?
I don't know.
I think you got to start with AJ.
And just if you don't know what we're talking about, before AJ bought the house, there was a child that was abused in the house, according to reports. And in the driveway, the child died in the ambulance.
Yes.
That's weird, because we never thought about that.
No.
All those bad
until
things.
Now, I just realized, damn, I got to stay in my driveway.
I'm trying to help you. Just trying to find what the thread is between all of these things. That seems to be the thing right now.
That is a thing.
I guess it is.
So I thought it was your aura. It might be your driveway.
You should get Tony Spira back on with that blessed priest guy that he hires all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need that.
Can they repay me while I'm at it?
Your aura got run over in your driveway.
Right.
It's too flat. We flattened it.
Flattened the aura.
So how do you fix an aura?
Yes, thank you for getting us back on track.
Thank you.
Chaz and AJ.
I don't know anymore.
Yep.
Oh,
Ashley's right. AJ needs a camera from whatever door he leaves in the morning.
Yes.
Right to his car. And you guys can watch all these happen.
I don't go through the front door, though. I go through the back door. So.
Okay.
Well, you go the back door to the vehicle.
Right. There's less risk.
There's $60 on Amazon.
If I go out the front door, it's like playing Jenga.
You. I'll buy one for each door.
Ooh.
Oh, crap. You're right. That's a comedy show.
Mm. And one for the garage.
Watching you get in and out. Do you do your Grunch martini night thing anymore or no?
No. No, not really.
What's that, a winter thing or a summer thing?
Well, no. Well, because lately vodka makes my entire nose stuff up. I don't know why.
Add that to the list.
Yeah, my one release. My one release alcohol. Wow. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yep.
There are other alcohols.
Yeah, every alcohol does it.
I just got an email from Jason. Don't forget about AJ's testicle.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. That's right. That's right.
What was that?
Just out of nowhere, my testicle decided to get infected.
Decided.
And it was painful.
It
was so painful that I couldn't even work. I left here. I got your headphones unlocked. I went right to Bridgeport Hospital, ER.
What did you have again? What was it?
I don't know. What the hell? You know the word for it.
I mean,
Santa's going to happen to your head in about 5 seconds.
Epididymitis.
Thank you.
Kristen Simsbury.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good morning to you.
Hey, this is what you got to do, AJ. You got to call Father Andrew the priest. You guys know him. He's a good friend of you guys. And he's my son's godfather. So he will come over and bless your house.
He's over in Long Island now. Father Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, Chris?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to call Father Andrew to come and bless your house.
Okay.
All right, we heard you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I got a bad signal.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Is it a bad signal?
Do you really have a bad signal?
Or is it the entities?
Something more powerful.
Right.
We were just going through AJ's run of not-so-great luck.
In the last year.
He had an accident with his truck. He broke his mirror backing up into his driveway. He twisted his ankle in his driveway. His hernia, another one.
Yep.
You've had multiple hernia surgeries.
This will be
seven.
This will be my third hernia surgery, eighth hernia.
Eight hernias.
Yep.
And you were taking a garbage can from the street to your driveway, and the wind was blowing.
Right. Actually trying to bring it back to my house from the driveway because the wind was blowing like crazy.
Man.
Your eyeball was red,
yep.
Blood red.
Mm-hmm.
From when he moved the starter one time.
Yeah, vodka nose.
Thank you.
And you had a testicle decide to get sick.
Yeah, but that didn't happen in my driveway.
Don't forget the ankle.
He did. He said
it. Oh, the ankle. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the second thing he said.
Sorry, it's such a long list.
Yep.
So, yeah, a lot going on there. We thought, well, maybe we can clean your aura or fix it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We don't know now if it's your aura or your driveway.
Let's check the aura first and see what happens.
All right. Is cleansing the aura something we can do for you?
Yeah, is there a DIY?
Oh.
You could do it yourself?
Yeah.
Band-aids, maybe?
I don't know if that's cleaning.
Yeah.
Patches up all the holes.
Yeah, that's different than cleaning.
Yeah.
He needs like an antiseptic spray.
Right. We're not trying to fix the aura.
Is there something online that will guide us on how to do this?
Well, I have this audio here. I don't know.
Right.
So maybe this will get us in the right mood.
Audio? Okay. U2 song?
That's what it's
focus on cleansing your aura.
Edge going.
Oh, it's not. This isn't going to tell us how to do it. This is going to tell you how to do it.
Find a comfortable place to sit.
Okay, I'm sitting.
Placing your feet on the floor.
Okay, on the floor.
Don't stare at them or take pictures of them.
Begin. Why not? By calling on the light.
Calling the light?
Archangel.
Do you have
Michael,
the number?
What?
God. The source. Or whatever you perceive it to be.
Oh, boy. I can't deal with this.
Oh, God.
All right, so stop that.
Well, wait. He didn't call him the light.
It sounded like a Hidden Ranch commercial. You really did.
Hidden Valley, yeah.
No, I want a salad.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any helping you.
No. Wait, what?
All right, I found a website here, AJ.
Okay.
Yes, you can do this yourself.
All right.
Tell us if this sounds familiar.
Okay.
You were falling sick a little too often.
No.
And feel irritated and wound up all the time.
That's here.
You are not able to sleep properly, no matter what you do.
Yep.
Oh, that's AJ. Yep.
Your body and mind seem to be in a perpetual state of exhaustion.
Yes, yes.
If you seem to relate with all the above signs and symptoms, maybe it is time to clean your aura.
All right,
wow.
Cool.
Wow.
It's an aura cleaning service?
That's almost like you wrote that.
Right.
What were the first two things?
The first two things were falling sick a little too often and feel irritated and wound up all the time.
No, the falling sick, no, but the irritated all the time.
You think no. Your ankle,
well,
your hernia.
That's an injury. Those are injuries.
Your red eyeball, your testicle.
Again, those are injuries.
Didn't you have to yank a tooth recently, too?
What? No.
The testicle.
Testicle.
Well, that's not.
It's not an injury.
Okay.
It's an illness.
All right, that's an illness. So go with that one.
Your red eye.
That's injury.
Okay.
But the being agitated all the time, that's definitely me. The second part.
All of this is you.
Okay.
There is a reason why you feel incredibly refreshed and inspired after taking a shower. Aura cleansing bath is a ritualistic bathing process where you make use of salts, essential oils, and sacred herbs.
I'm a salad?
To clean your energy field.
That's the worst soup ever.
Seriously, I feel like a pickle. Is there any vinegar? Do I sit in a jar for about a week?
Yeah, just add thyme, sage, and rosemary.
What do you?
Fill the bathtub, add a few drops of eucalyptus or lavender essential oil.
Lavender?
And a cup of Himalayan sea salt.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. I just find these in Stop and Shop or what?
Yeah.
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 Probably Michaels or something would have those. I don't know.
The one by me closed.
Is there a professional we can get to do this?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, because I'll just screw it up and make the aura 10 times worse.
I'll help you, but not that much.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're not going to go over for the bath?
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah.
Hold on. That would be funny. If we all go over and help you with your bath.
I'm good.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.